seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from Satan, the cursed one, in the name of Allah, the Most High. Islamic Republic of Iran, Universal Network of Saha TV. You're watching us live from holy city of Qom with our program, Open Talk. I'm Fatima Ali Shah, your host, and in this program, we're going to talk about the friendship in Islam, one of the most important issue, not just as a Muslim, but also from the human being, you know, way, perspective. You know, human beings are a kind of social creatures, and they always need to interact with people, and that's how most of our time is spent, with other people, with different groups. And also in our prayer, in our daily prayer, 21 times we asking Allah to put us in the right category with those people who has mercy on, not those who is angry with. After a short break, we are going to talk about this matter more. And one more thing, we have Dr. Mohammadipour in our studio, expert in Islamic studies and Quranic studies, if I'm not mistaken. And we have Bahmanpour, who joined us through satellite from London and going to share his ideas with us. And you can join after a short break. My friend is going to tell you how you can contact us during the program.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with a wonderful new day, with a hope of a better life full of happiness, we welcome you with a great honor and pleasure and a certain smile to a new episode of your favorite show, of your favorite talk show, Open Talk. Friendship in Islam is our topic for today. A big subject needs a big talk today through Sahar TV network and Open Talk show with our experts. As it's a big subject, we would love you to hear. We would love to hear your thoughts and opinions, and that would be through Facebook, Twitter, Skype, and through our phone numbers. If you miss any part of Open Talk, you can watch it again anytime on YouTube. Now our experts are waiting in the studio and abroad. Let's go toward them.
Thank you, Nihat, for telling our viewers how they can join us through Facebook. So during the program, our viewers, you can share your ideas with us through Facebook. That's the easiest thing, you know, around the world. Everybody has a Facebook. And ask your question and tell us your idea. Now in the studio, we have Dr. Mohammadipour, expert in Islamic studies and Quranic studies as well, and Bahmanpour, brother Bahmanpour from London. Assalamu alaikum, doctor, and assalamu alaikum, brother. Thank you both of you for joining us in this program.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate and the most merciful. It's my pleasure to be here. Thank you very much for inviting me. Yes, I'm at your service.
Thank you. It was a pleasure joining us. And brother Bahmanpour, who's going to share his ideas with us from London. Do you have our voice? Okay. Okay, thank you. Let me start by, because, you know, I said as a human beings, we need, you know, we need people, we need to be, you know, interact with other people and being a social, you know, by our, you know, we are a sociable creatures. Yes. So what is the concept? Now, let's bring it to the Islamic point. What is the concept in Islam, Dr. Mohammadipour, about friendship? What does Quran says about that?
Yeah, thank you. It's a very good question. As you may know, friendship is one of the Islamic concepts, and we have many verses of the Holy Quran, many ayahs, and many narrations from infallible Ahlul Bayt concerning the friendship. And of course, it is not limited only to Islam. In many other religions, and of course, it is one of the demands and one of the characteristics of human being that everybody like and love to have the, you know, one friend, one especially one sincere friend, mm-hmm. who can trust in, who can rely on, and together solve these problems.
Right.
But in Islam, we see a great emphasis on the concept of a friend and friendship. We have in the narrations of Ahlul Bayt alayhim wassalam and in the verses of Holy Quran, we see that the friendship has a special role in the society and in every community. For example, before I start and enumerate some of the verses of Holy Quran,
I should tell
this point that the we have walaya and we have usages of the friends in the verses of Holy Quran, and of course we should divide these verses and come to one conclusion. Regarding the concept of friendship, of course we have some ideal friendship and the perfect pattern of friendship. If you look at the narrations of Ahlul Bayt, you see that there are some, they have, defined for us some perfect concept of friendship,
right.
And the perfect and the ideal kind of friendship that exists between the human being. And we look at these narrations, we wonder that why Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam has mentioned something actually there are some a bit difficult for us as the ordinary human being to have this characteristic and to have this status.
Right.
But we should notice to this point that all the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, they want to picture for us the ideal kind of friendship that exists, that could be exist between human being. And they want to draw for us a perfect kind of this relation, the relationship that could be exist. And after that, we can follow those patterns and follow those perfect models of the friendship that could be exist. This is the point.
Okay, because I want to go into that detail. You said you referred to Quran, and that's a question I should ask you. But let's ask Brother Bahmanpour. Brother Bahmanpour?
Yes.
How do you define friendship? Because you're now, you're living in the West, in a Western country. And how do you see people defining friendship in that society? And what is the difference between friendship in that society in London and the friendship between the Muslims?
I think friendship is a very universal concept, and it's not something that's unique to one society or one religion, etc., so on and so forth. I mean, every society, every human culture has this concept of friendship and friendliness, and of course these are two different things, friendship and friendliness, but I don't think the Islamic concept of what it means to be friends is somehow unique to Islam or somehow different to what we as human beings normally understand as friendship, the companionship,
right.
Being there for each other, caring for each other, sort of spending time together. This is something that's an innate part of the human experience. I mean, as human beings, we're social creatures and we want to have this sort of social interaction. And of course, with some people, we click together more and then we become friends. I don't think this is anything that's different here in the West than it is to anywhere else. I mean, we're friends here just like we're everywhere else.
Okay, let me get it into more detail because, you have certainly, some of your friends are closer to you than the other ones. So make them to be more close to you than the other people that you're interacting in the society with? Sorry.
Well, I guess it's a matter of, as I said, clicking, as we say, or the human chemistry and finding, someone who shares your interests and it's easy to talk to them and, you feel comfortable around them. I mean, that's someone you become friends with. I mean, friendship is something that happens quite organically and naturally. I mean, you just find someone that you enjoy spending time with and you want to do it again, and you know, before you know it, you're friends. That's how it happens. And of course, in that case, of course, as I'm sure we'll talk about it later, that's where, for example, religion starts to play an important role, because when it comes to finding these sort of shared interests and finding sort of these commonalities with another person, of course, religious sort of sentiments and your worldview will, of course, have a great effect on who you want to and can be friends with.
Thank you very much, Brother Bahmanpour. Doctor, let me ask you the same question before we go to because I told you I'm going to ask you a question about the Quranic verses about the issue of friendship. But you know, what do you know as a good character? You know, the characteristic of a sincere friend.
Yes, you know, in the verses of Holy Quran, we see that Allah Subhanahu wa Taala has actually prohibited us of you know, establishing some relationship between you know, some people. And we have some verses in the Holy Quran. Let me quote for you one verse, interesting verse. Of course, this verse is in Surah Furqan, verse number 28. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ يَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا يَا وَيْلَتَى لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا. In the day of judgment, some people, they get very sorrowful. They regret to had some relationship between, you know, between them and some people. And they wish that they had some relationship and friendship with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and with the, of course, pure ones. And he regret that he had some relationship between him and some people. Mm-hmm. He said, "Ya laytani lam attakhiz fulanan khalila." I wish I didn't have a, I didn't take the relationship with some person.
Yeah.
From this verse, we can, and of course other verses that I will inshallah refer to, we see that the Holy Quran wants us to not to have some you know, close relationship, sincere relationship with some people. And of course, we should be respectful to everybody. We should like everybody to have a, of course, in a, if we want to have a society, if we want to have a societal order, mm-hmm. and if we want to have a great community, we should respect each other. And of course, we should have a very good and sincere relationship with each other. But we should notice that sometimes it is not advised to have some, you know, relationship with some people. Mm-hmm. And of course, it is because of some certain problems that, inshallah, I will refer to. For example, we can understand from this verse that يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا. I wish I didn't take, you know, relationship with that people. It means that that person, he guided me to the hellfire. Mm-hmm. Because of that, I wish I didn't have relationship with that person. For example, we see that some people, they do not have a good character, and actually they are against some, you know, Islamic Islamic laws, and they do not respect the any religion, especially Islam, and they do not want to be to have a religious lifestyle. So in that case, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala advises us and give this idea that it is better not to have relationship with that person, because mm-hmm. that person guides you to the hellfire and to the wrath of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala.
Yeah, exactly. It's a very interesting point. Also, Brother Bahmanpour, don't you think that, you know, having just friends because, you know, you interact with them more, it's caused you to adopt their habits?
Yeah, definitely you have to be careful with whom you make friends with. I mean, earlier, I mean, of course, we were speaking about the universality of friendship. So in that sense, I said that, okay, friendship is a very universal concept and everybody has this concept. But of course, Islam has some sort of guidelines as to who we should be friends with and what sort of friends we should be to each other. And of course, you know, just as I said, in that case, choosing a friend religion will start to play a role in it. So, you know,
yeah, okay,
just being
but
friendly
we have...
with whomever is, of course, problematic because, as the Sheikh already pointed out, there can be friends that can influence us in a bad way. So we should, of course, try to choose friends that are good and who will influence us in a good way rather than in a bad way. So having that positive influence on each other. Of course, you know, when you spend long periods of time with someone, inevitably they will start sort of affecting you and affecting your thinking and the way your outlook on things. And that's why, of course, Islam encourages us to choose good friends and choose friends that will help us, you know. For example, the concept of amr bil ma'roof and nahy anil munkar, so
right.
Sort of commanding to good and prohibiting from evil, and tawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bis sabr, and sort of doing that tawasaw, sort of encouraging each other to the truth, encouraging each other to patience, so on and so forth. And these are all qualities that we should be looking for in friends, that you know, they're friends that help us be good rather mm-hmm. than friends who might lead us into hellfire, as the Shaykh was pointing out. So of course, having a similar religious outlook is very important in a friend. I just was earlier speaking of the, in general, that how do we become friends with someone? Of course,
right.
You know, let's say in a Muslim society, everyone is Muslim. You know, how do you choose friends? You choose friends when it's someone who you click with and who, you know, shares your interests
you
and you can have fun with.
More,
but of course, at the same time, we should be careful whom we choose as friends, especially here in the West. With youth and younger generation, it's very important, you know, that if we're living in a society where most of our let's say classmates, etc., in school and in high school and university and so on and so forth are non-Muslims, that
right.
we're careful with sort of what kind of people we're surrounding ourselves with, because especially at a young age, when we're still forming our identity and we're still sort of finding out who we are and what we believe in and what kind of a person we want to be, it can have a very sort of unnoticed effect on us.
Right.
You know? And I'm speaking as someone, I grew up in a classroom that I was always the only Muslim in my class for 12 years. From my first grade until I finished my high school, until
yeah.
I came here to London to study university, I was the only Muslim ever in my class. So in that sense, the being alone
yeah.
was very difficult, because you know, you want to still keep your Islamic identity, but at the same time, you don't want to be different to all your friends either. You know,
yeah, that's
your friends
exactly
are doing
true.
Certain things, you don't want to be completely different and sort of stand out from
yeah, that's
the
true. I know
sort
how.
Of group. I mean, of course, that sort of peer pressure and all these things can have a huge effect. So in those cases, it's very important that we reinforce our Islamic identity by also having Muslim friends and by having our closest friends
That's
as Muslims.
True.
Because then they can help us sort of remember that who we are, that we are somehow different to the non-Muslims. Okay, they might be doing some things, my friends might be doing some things, but that's not okay for me to do because I'm different. I have some views that I will not and cannot compromise for the sake of friendship or for the sake of sort of fitting in and being with the others. So, of course, you have
Thank
to be very
you.
Headstrong.
Yeah,
to be
I know,
able
but
to do
it's,
that
it's, it was actually very nice. Sorry, I mean, I'm interrupting
it's
you. You know, it's a very interesting, also nice point, you know, you're sticking out, especially for the young people, you know, who have the same problem than you, you know, sticking out in the West because of being Muslim and being kind of like sometimes being isolated. Brother Nihat, it's a very good friend of mine here in the studio. How do you choose your friend?
Actually, there's a lot of specific matters. I depend on it to choose my friends. But actually, you know, as a Muslim,
mm-hmm.
I'd love to have a good friend who is attached to the Islamic teachings. And of course, have a nice smile, so he gives me a way of problems and to forget about every difficulties in life, and just to be happy, and
yeah.
have the best goal of relationship. You asked me, and also there is one of our friends here on Facebook. Actually, he has
right.
a question for Mr. Bahman Poor. He says, "How do religious differences affect your relations with the different people?" You said that you had some differences that you are Muslim and your friends are non-Muslim. So how actually did it affect your relationship with them? I see our friend asking.
Sorry, we don't have your voice. Wait. We don't have your voice.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, right. Okay. Go ahead.
Right now.
Okay. Sorry, so I should start again.
Yep,
yes,
please.
Of course.
As I said, it's very important not to forget who we are and not to forget our own identity when it comes to having friends who might not share our religious views, because it can be very easy to forget that and sort of fall into that peer pressure and sort of lose your own identity. So it's very important to keep reminding yourself that, okay, even though I'm not doing things similar to the others, this shouldn't be a source of shame for me. You know, for example, let's say I was with a Muslim friend once and we wanted to pray in the airport. And it was time for prayer, and you know, before getting on the flight, we wanted to pray there, so on and so forth, so we don't miss the prayer. And I said, okay, let's just pray here in the lounge. And he was like, oh, it's embarrassing, everyone can see us. And you know, I started having this conversation with him that, okay, why should we be embarrassed when we're doing something wrong? Right. Rather, they should be embarrassed that they're not praying. You know, just because we're doing something different to the non-Muslims shouldn't be a source of embarrassment for us. And that's something I think is very important for young people living in the West to remember, that they should be proud of the fact that they're Muslims and that they're different. The difference should be a source of pride for them rather than a source of shame that, okay, you know, why am I different to everyone else? Why am I always standing out and everyone's looking at me in a strange way? It doesn't matter, you know, if you believe in that something is right, then go ahead and do it, even if it makes you sort of stick out and be different.
Okay, thank you very much, Brother Bahmanpool. Our dear viewers, let's watch a video clip and after that, come back to the studio with us with the subject of friendship with Dr. Mohammadipur and Brother Bahmanpour.
Oh Allah, the Almighty, Allahu Allah, protect me and guide me, Allahu Allah, oh, to your love and mercy, Allahu Allah. Ya Allah, don't deprive me, Allahu Allah, from beholding your beauty, Allahu Allah. Oh my Lord, accept this plea, Allahu Allah. Hasbi Rabbi Jalla Allah, Allahu Allah. Ma fi qalbi ghayru Allah, Allahu Allah. Yüreklerin penahı, Allahu Allah. İşit Allah derdimi, bu ahlarımı, rahmeyle bağışla günahlarımı, hayreyle hem akşam hem sabahlarımı. Hasbi Rabbi Jallallah, Allahu Allah. Ma fi kalbi gayrullah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah,
يا رب العالمين
الله الله
صل على طه الأمين
الله الله
في كل وقت وحين
الله الله
املأ قلبي باليقين
الله الله
ثبتني على هذا الدين
الله الله
واغفر لي والمسلمين
الله الله حسبي ربي جل الله الله الله ما في قلبي غير الله الله الله على الهادي تم الله الله الله لا إله إلا الله الله الله
Welcome back our dear viewers after this short break. In a hadith, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, a person is likely to follow the faith of his friend. So look whom you friend with.
Thank you very much. That was a very nice hadith. Actually, yesterday I was talking to my mother about the friendship in Islam, the subject of our today's program, I told her, she said that, you know, I'm going to ask you this question, but, what my mother said about that actually was very interesting, that, you know, non-Muslim, non-believers are like, you know, sick people. Mm-hmm. When somebody's sick, we take care of that person, but we don't get close to that person. That's what my mother said. What do you think that about making friendship with non-Muslims or non-believers?
Yeah, thank you very much. Actually, it's a very important question. But before that, I would like to mention the exact narration that my brother mentioned. This narration is from Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. He said that al-mar'u ala din khalili falyandur ahadukum man yukhalil. Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he said that every person follows the religion of his brother and religion of his friend. So he must be cautious and careful that which friend he is going to choose. And from this narration we can understand that the friend has a great influence on person, and we must be careful which friend we are going to choose.
Mm-hmm.
About the point that you mentioned, there is one significant point here, that Holy Quran has abandoned us from, establishing relationship with some people. Mm-hmm. Actually, those people, people that they are against Islamic code of life and
right.
about Islamic laws, and they have some enmity with Islam. And with a religion, with different religion, especially with Islam, we should avoid to establish relationship with those people.
Mm-hmm.
If I want to read you this verse of Holy Quran, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ in Surah Ma'idah, verse number 57. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّخِذُوا الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا دِينَكُمْ هُزُوًا وَلَعِبًا مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَالْكُفَّارَ أَوْلِيَاءَ. O you who believe, do not establish relationship, do not take a friend, those people who make fun of your religion,
mm-hmm.
and they want to play with your religion, and they consider your religion as a play, and with those people who are the people of book and unbelievers. So this is very explicit advice of Holy Quran. We said that we should not take those people as our friends,
mm-hmm.
because they are not reliable people.
Right.
I should emphasize on this point that we are talking about some people who are against Islamic laws and
yeah.
against Islam in particular. But some ordinary people, maybe they do not have any religion indeed, and maybe there are some from the people of the book, but they are not against Islamic laws. And they do not have any,
hostility,
yes, against Islam. So we should have a normal relationship with them,
mm-hmm.
and we should have a, respectful treatment with them. But this verse of Holy Quran talking about those people who have this character and who are enemy of the,
mm-hmm.
Islam and religions.
Okay, let me just, if you, Brother Bahmanpour, if you can like shortly answer to this question that, you know, the type of friendship we have in the West, like you said, friendship is a universal concept. But, you know, in Islam we have like, we have to be kind of careful with those people who have hostility against Islam. But about the young people who are living in the West, you know, and, you know, all the people around them are like mainly from other religion, or they don't believe in religion. You know, nowadays we're facing in Europe especially, that they're not believing in any religion, they believe in God. But how should we treat them? How can we make like friendship with them? Can we put borders for it? I know that's a very difficult question.
How should we be friends with them? Can you elaborate? What do you mean? How should we be friends with them?
Like, for example, as I told you what my mother said, you know, it said like sick people, okay, you cannot get close to them, but you can treat them nicely. But, you know, as a person, as a young person living in the West, you know, all the people around you probably are, you know, from other religion. So how can you just like, you know, define the friendship that you're having with these people? Like, you can get close friend to them with like keeping certain borders?
Yeah, well, I mean, as the Sheikh already pointed out, that Allah does not bar us from being friends with non-Muslims. Mm-hmm. It only bars us from being friends with people who are enemies of Islam. And of course, most people who are living here, especially if they are friends of a Muslim, they wouldn't be enemies of Islam. They wouldn't have any sort of hostility towards Islam, you know. إِنَّمَا يَنْهَاكُمُ الَّذِينَ عَنِ الَّذِينَ قَاتَلُوكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ وَيُخْرِجُوكُمْ مِنْ دِيَارِكُمْ وَظَاهَرُوا عَلَى أَخْرَاجِكُمْ. As Surah Mumtahina, that Allah is only barring us from being friends with those who sort of are fighting Islam, who are sort of oppressing the Muslims, and who are enjoying or sort of being happy about the oppression of Muslims. I mean, these kind of people are the ones that Allah is saying don't be friends with. But normal sort of people who are living here in the West, especially if they're friends with a Muslim, they wouldn't have any sort of problems with Islam. So there's no problems in being friends with them. And I think anyone who has maybe non-Muslim friends would not like to describe them as being sick, because it might be a bit, you know, they might take offense to that. But
yeah, I mean, say, it's like,
one should have a reserved... Sorry?
I wanted to put it in a point, like, those are people who are against, you know, Islam, and, you know, they're making fun of you. I meant those kind of people, not like, you know, from the other religion, they're like sick. No, I meant like they you know, they're making fun of you, like you're, for example, you know, I'm a Muslim, I go in the West, I wear hijab, and they tell me, oh, you look like a terrorist, or you look like a...
Hey, but these are not like... people...
Sorry, go ahead.
These are not people who would be your friends. I mean, of course, some random stranger on the street who says an offensive comment, obviously he doesn't have any, or he or she doesn't have any Muslim friends. But I'm talking about people who are friends with Muslims. So let's say a colleague or someone from school or a neighbor or something like that, or just someone who you're friends with. Of course, this sort of person wouldn't mock your hijab or wouldn't mock you for praying. They'd understand, and they'd respect you, and they'd respect your religion, and they'd respect your sentiments because they're friends with you. They want to be nice. I mean, friends are nice with each other. That's the very definition of friendship. But my point was, rather than saying, for example, that these people are sick and we care for them but we sort of don't want to get close to them, it might be a bit give the wrong idea. I think what I would sort of describe it is say that, okay, one can be friends with them. There's no problem with being friends with people like this, as long as one has that reservation for themselves that, okay, I am still different to this person. That, okay, they are my friend, but I have to keep in mind that the things they do shouldn't become okay for me. You know, for example, if my friend is not Muslim and they drink alcohol, or they, for example, do some other things that might not be acceptable to me, that doesn't mean that I should sort of, it should start influencing my thinking and sort of give me an idea that, okay, if they're doing it, why can't I do it? And of course, because that sort of reservation is very hard to keep up and it can be very easy to forget, we have these recommendations that sort of don't get them as very close friends. Because when you take them as someone as a very close friend, inevitably they will start having this sort of effect on your thinking and your outlook and on your identity. So it's a very tricky situation. And of course,
that's true.
The key there is to also have, I think, Muslim friends who will reinforce your Islamic identity and also increase one's own knowledge of Islam. And also, you know, always have that, as I said, reservation in mind that, okay, I am different to these people. Even though they are my friends, they are different to me. They will do things differently. I will do things differently.
Okay, thank you very much, Brother Bahmanpour. When we had a short break, our dear viewers, Nihat came here and asked a question from the experts. Yeah, about Imam Ali and the poem. And we know that Imam Ali was a very great friend of Prophet. So can you ask your question again? Because I want to talk about some historical, you know, example in history that we have the great people and we know them as a great friend. So you can say what you said before.
Okay. Imam Ali alayhi salam is our sample and a big role model for all of us. Imam Ali alayhi salam has a poems in friendship. I do recall one point. He said, in Arabic, of course, we actually studied also this point in our school. He said, "Wakhtar qarinaka wastafihi tafakhuran, inna al-qarina ila al-muqarani yunsabu." It means that choose your friend and choose him carefully because the one is compared and refers to his own friend.
Right.
So in the point of view of Imam Ali alayhi salam, how can we define friendship?
Yes, thank you very much. Imam Ali alayhi salam, in Nahjul Balagh, we see that he has a description of his one of his close friends. And he said, كان لي فيما مضى أخ في الله كان يعظمه في عيني صغر الدنيا في عينه وكان أكثر دهره صامتا. And he's continued to enumerate the characteristic of his close friends. And of course there is some dispute between ulama that which person Imam Ali is referring to, but maybe we can say that that person is actually Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, that they were two brothers. And everybody knows from among the Shia and the Sunni brethren that Imam Ali was one of the close friends and one of the, you know, close brothers of Holy Prophet and actually the immediate successor after the Holy Prophet.
Right.
But the point that you mentioned is true, and we have some poetry of Imam Ali alayhi salam talking about his friend, and it might be referring to the his close friend Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Imam Ali said that this friend of mine, he was, you know, he was very great in my eyes because this material world was insignificant in his eyes. And this point, you know, makes him very great for me. And he named some of the characteristics of that great person. He said most of his time he was silent. He was talking actually in a just necessary talk that he needed. And he was, you know, observing the rules of Islam. He was fasting. He was always in the, you know, position of obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, we have some other narrations beside Imam Ali alayhi salam that other infallible Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, they told that and they actually enumerated for us some of the characteristics of the true friends. I would like to mention for you one narration from one of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. He said that actually this narration is from Ali, Imam Ali alayhi salam, Amirul Mu'mineen himself. He says that لأهل الدين علامات يعرفون بها. First of all, it is necessary to take and some people as our friends who are the people of, you know, religion, who are a true, you know, religious people. And if we want to know that which people they are, there are some signs. We can recognize by this sign the true friend and a true religious people. Alamat yu'rafuna biha means that there are certain signs that we can recognize which person is a religious one. First of all, sidqul hadith. He is a, you know, truthful person. He never lies. This is one of the first characteristic of a true friend. And in other narrations we have that do not look at a person who always prostrate, who is bowing down, who is doing some worshipers. Of course, all of these worshipping are important and we must consider this point. But the core of Islam, core and the reality of being a Muslim is to be, not to be a liar, is to be a truthful person.
That's a very actually important you know, criteria to choose a friend, Leila, because when one of the basics in like making a good friendship is the trust. And you know, if the friend, trust and respect, I see these two the most important things. And if the you know, that person lies, the trust goes and the respect also after that goes. All right, go ahead. Sorry,
Sidq al hadith, to be a trustful person. And second, ada'ul amana, to be a trusty person when there is something deposit in your hand, something that, for example, that person asks you to keep for him, just return it back to that person. Al-wafa'u bil'ahd, to keep your promises, do not break your promises.
Salatul rahim, and also loyalty.
Yes, to be a loyal person. And salatul rahim means that to have some, you know, relationship with your relatives. And this concept we see that in some societies and community has actually has forgotten the concept of family, the concept of relatives, somehow, you know, ignored. But Imam Ali alayhi salam said that to have a relationship with a person who has relationship with his family and with his, you know, relatives. Rahmatul du'afa, to be a blessing and to be a merciful for the oppressed people, for the weak people, to help them in different regards. I don't know, sometimes you should support the, you know, oppressed person by verbally, some financially, and different kind of help and support that you can provide for them. And the badlul ma'ruf, sometimes spend something, you know, on your friend.
Also, they say gift brings a lot of, love and friendship between two
of
people.
Yes. And husnul khulq, to be to have a good character, to have a nice character. Sa'atul khulq, do not be a stingy person, just to, you know, have a, let's say, good and nice relationship. And sometimes you have to be a tolerant with your friend. You have to forgive some of the sins and some of the mistakes. وَاتِّبَاءُ الْعِلْمِ, that person should be a knowledgeable person who follows the code of the, you know, Islamic code of behavior. And in brief, if you want to summarize the statement of Imam Ali alayhi salam, وَمَا يُقَرِّبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ زُلْفَى, that person observes the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and everything that brings that person close and to the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are, you know, positive characteristics that we see in the narrations of Ahlul Bayt, that we should, you know, choose these people as our friends.
Okay, thank you very much, Doctor. I don't know how much time, because before when you start talking, they told me we have 4 minutes time, but if they tell me again how many... All right, okay, so as a last question, and then we go for the summary, I think we have 4 minutes time, and then, you know, we can wrap the session. Just very shortly, you know, Doctor, can you tell us, you know, can we make friendship with God?
Of course. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. This is one of the verses of Holy Quran. Those people who are believers, who are faithful, they love Allah more than everybody. As my brother mentioned, my brother Bahmanpour mentioned very correctly, that we should be proud of being Muslim. We should be proud of our, you know, deen. And this is one of the, you know, characteristics of a real Muslim. And of course, we should not compromise our, you know, let's say, personality or religion with something and for the sake of friendship. First of all, we are Muslim, and we should observe these laws. And of course, because a faithful person is more, you know, love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and because of his loving to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he loves his friend, he loves his family. And Allah is a let's say, spring of truth, spring of love, and we can, you know, take this love to our friends and to our family. And of course, I think this is a real concept of friendship that we should observe it.
Okay, thank you very much, our dear viewers. Today we talked about the friendship of, you know, friendship in Islam. What does it mean? You can watch our program, any part you missed in the program. So I just tell, you know, what altogether has been said, that, you know, the definition of the friendship, the types we can take as a friend, like as Brother Bahman Poor said, is a universal concept. And, you know, we talked about the different criteria we should have and some examples. And, you know, altogether, the last one was?
Yes, making friendship with Allah.
Making friendship with Allah. Brother Bahmanpour, thank you very much. It was a pleasure that you joined us through satellite. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And Dr. Mohammadipour, thank you very much. We really used, you know, we really enjoyed the points you made. It was really useful. And I hope you, our viewers, you know, took benefit from the what you said about the Quranic verses about friendship.
Thank you very much. Thank you for inviting me.
And Brother Nihad, thank you very much for the questions and, you know, helping us in the program for the Facebook, Twitter, and Skype. Our dear viewers, you can watch the program again if you want on our YouTube page, and share us your ideas and ask us your question through the pages on internet we have, especially on Facebook. Waiting for you next week, the same time with our program, Open Talk.